What's up, y'all? This is Rare Breed, and you're listening to the Rare Breed Theory. Did you know you're only getting access to 50% of my content? If you want access to everything, all you gotta do is join my Patreon for $5 a month. Make sure you subscribe and hit the bell so you get notified when I drop a new video. And I can get kicked off this platform any day now. So make sure you follow my mailing list, link below. And you can also follow me on alternate platforms. Now this is what I need you guys to do to make this video and this channel go viral. First, hit the like button. Next, make sure you comment. I don't care what it is. Just make sure you keep it clean and speaking cold. You know how the tube get. Last thing you could do is watch this video to the end, or at the very least, halfway through. It really helped with the algorithm. Now let's get into it.
Being a woman is hard. You have no boobs? You better grow some. You have boobs? Cover yourself up. You have no ass? Everyone.
Stop complaining. Yeah. It's the same for everybody. You can't please people. So don't live your life trying to make everybody happy because it's never going to happen. That's not just a thing for women.
We'll laugh at you. You have an ass? You better cover yourself up. You don't want to attract too much attention. You're short? You better wear high heels. You're tall? You cannot be taller than men. You're skinny? You better eat something. You're chubby? You better start.
Well, if you just settle down with one of the 100 guys that are in your inbox now trying to make you their wife and girlfriend, then you wouldn't have to worry about what the world say. You would only have to worry about what your man say.
Starve yourself. Otherwise, no one will find you pretty. Breaking news, you might as well do whatever you want because you'll be shamed anyway.
Honest, who do you call when you are at your lowest?
Nobody. I'm a man. Not a single soul. Nobody. No one. No one cares. Absolutely nobody.
No one, because Jesus don't even want to answer me.
Gotta go freaking hunt and gather again. I'll be back in 3 months. God f***ing.
I'm so sad. What am I gonna do?
I guess I'll just go to the next one on the list. Brian.
Hey, Brian. What's up? Yeah, I was thinking about you.
Exactly. They fake as fuck. And even after a Chad break their heart, the heartbreak is short-lived. Because they got the next guy on the list and then they just call him up and put on a fake fucking act. And repeat the cycle over and over again until they hit the wall.
43 fucking
cents! Right, because women are terrible with money. Even the ones that brag about making six figures. A lot of them bitches got 43 cents in their bank account too.
I need a shot!
Why don't you just hook up with one of those nice guys in your inbox? They'll take care of you. They'll make sure your bill's paid. But no, you'd rather live on the street or start an OnlyFans or beg for spare change.
I don't care how lame this makes me look. I'm just gonna come out and say it. I'm on the dating apps. I'm trying to meet someone, okay? And like, all these guys, they do so much. Like, I'm swiping left on people because I'm like, whoa, I'm way too boring for you, buddy. Like, they're like, literally like, yeah, I like to snowboard, ski, build, woodwork.
Exactly. Women are interesting and they don't have hobbies. You know what I mean? Like, so that's why they can't relate to guys doing all these different things. But don't forget, fellas, anytime a woman has to start making videos about her dating woes, she is completely ruined and undateable.
I like to, like, build things in the woods, like cabins. Also, I'm, like, really into guitar. I'm in a band. I have traveled several times, been to 27 countries. I also, like, surf. And I work a 9-to-5. That's it. And I'm, like, exhausted when I go home. And, like, if I see my friends on a Saturday or something, like, that's a day. I'm, like, wow. I'm so glad I got to see my friend. I am wiped. So how do you do it? What am I doing wrong? Is this just, like, because I have depression? Or, like, what am I doing? Am I the only one?
Every woman on the internet talking about her dating life has depression. Let's be very clear.
What it's like dating models in Hollywood? Part one. So, I love models, but for more than just the obvious reasons. Because models in Hollywood, between gigs, have a ton of free time on their hands. A lot of them are just chilling, waiting around, so they're free basically whenever. As opposed to girls that just have jobs, like regular jobs, where you can only see them at certain times of day. With models, you can be like 2:30, be like, hey, what's up, girl? And she's available, she's around. And some models do have part-time jobs or whatever, but if you're pretty enough, a lot of these models don't work at all. Because guys, including me, will just sort of pay for your shit. Which at first seems sad, but then at the same time, these girls are like traveling the world, going on these lavish vacations, partying with A-list celebrities. I mean, you really shouldn't feel sorry for them. This is, I mean, they have an amazing lifestyle. And if they do have any, like, obligations, a lot of it's like, oh, I gotta go to a really awesome, high-end exclusive club tonight at 11 o'clock. And that's exactly why I'm boys with all the promoters and club owners in LA, because one, I'm not waiting in line. I've never waited in a line, not once. And two, that's where all the hot girls go.
I love when these bitches get cut short because they're never going to say anything important.
We do not care.
This is why having standards will save you. Having standards will save you from a lot of hard times and unfortunate events. But dudes are so pressed for some poon, they don't even care if a bitch got an STD. It's pathetic. It's all good until, you know, you age out and you get a new sugar baby. Then what you gonna do, bitch?